101.3.
It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSD Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
It's time for the kickoff of the 2025 high school football season on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's game, Fall City's Sacred Heart on the road to Nebraska City to take on Lourdes Central Catholic. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's action is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Tonight, the Irish go into the game against Lourdes Central Catholic, a team with a new head coach and an old familiar assistant. We'll talk more about that as the evening goes on. And the Irish coming off a record of 2-6 last year, trying to get back on the winning track here this season. New quarterback for the Irish, a couple of returning linemen, a few other starters back. Coach Doug Goltz visited with us about his team and about tonight's action and his hopes for the season. We'll hear from the longtime coach of Fall City Sacred Heart coming up after this two-minute timeout. Again, our Sacred Heart at Lourdes Central Catholic game presented tonight by Mead Lumber. Building more than projects, building community.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team. Protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Sabetha Community Hospital, we believe in supporting families from the very start. Our labor and delivery department is dedicated to being there every step of the way for moms and their precious newborns. Thanks to our perinatal proficiency program, our nursing staff is highly skilled and confident in providing exceptional care throughout your entire birthing journey. From personalized doctor care in private rooms to prenatal education and lactation support, we've got you covered. Great beginnings happen at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Sunday Fun Day at Sidelines Bar and Grill, August 31st in Sabetha. Great music, cold drinks, and great food. Music starts at 2 p.m., pulled pork food special, appetizers, and wings. Musical guest from Oklahoma City is Larry Newsom. Check him out on YouTube and live at Sidelines in Sabetha, August 31st at 2 p.m.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Doug Goltz as the Irish get ready tonight to kick off the season at Nebraska City. Coach, we're going to say an old familiar foe for the Irish tonight and Lourdes Central Catholic, but not necessarily the case with a new head coach and a returning old coach as an assistant, kind of going into an unknown territory here tonight for your Irish.
Yeah, I mean, that first game is always kind of like that to begin with. But, yeah, they have a new coach. So, you know, watching film of the Lourdes team at the end of the season last year, other than seeing their personnel, it really doesn't help a whole lot as far as X and O's. You know, they really caught fire kind of at the end of the year last year. I thought they lost a couple games that maybe they thought they shouldn't have lost. But then they got on a roll into the playoffs, made it to the quarterfinals. Played a lot of games last year. I think they played 11 games. And they return about half their starters, mostly linemen, skill guys, not so much, but their quarterback is a returner. He's a senior. He'll be one of the better eight-man players, in the area, in my opinion. He's strong, he's fast. We'll really have to do a good job if they decide to just line up and run him behind seven blockers.
Mm-hmm. As far as your football team, you're going into this thing. You got a couple return linemen, as you said earlier today, in the coaches show, and other than that, some new kids in new spots, which is the case about every year.
Yeah, our skill guys did play a lot last year. You know, our ends, Cole Taft and Kyler Sipple, were starters. Elijah Canonico was a starter at fullback. So I feel like we've got some good experience there. We just don't have much depth. We've got to stay healthy, and we're going to have some younger kids develop so that they can come in and help us out, get our guys some rest so that we don't get beat down too much. But overall, I feel like this team is going to do well. It's just our schedule is the same, and, you know, we went 2-6 last year, and a lot of these games last year weren't super close. So we've got to be more physical. We've got to be better tacklers. We've got to definitely improve if we're going to get more wins this year.
And then we talk a little bit about the schedule. It's nice you're going to close out with a bunch of home games, it looks like, but the first couple of weeks on the road when you don't have a lot of games to play anyway, that makes it kind of tough on the quick start.
Yeah, I mean, two of our toughest opponents, I mean, Lourdes is a D1 school. Mm-hmm. They're rated. Then you've got BDS, which has got a great program, undefeated last year until they got beat in the third round of the playoffs. So, yeah, we're going to find out right away what kind of team we have and areas that we need to improve.
If you have your druthers this season with a new quarterback, running, passing, or just mixing it up, what do you think the Irish are going to do mostly?
Well, we'll try to mix it up. I mean, you want to keep the defense off balance, mm-hmm. but I can see us having to spread the field and trying to get the ball out to our athletes in space. We're not going to overpower anyone, so it's going to have to be a little of a finesse team on offense, and then hoping that our defense can develop some physicality and some strength so that we can stand up to those bigger teams.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame coverage after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today. This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Falls City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration@cmcfc.org.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain.
We bid you good evening from Pioneer.
Deer Field in Nebraska City, where tonight the Sacred Heart Irish are on the road, squaring off with the Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic Knights. Good evening, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, along with Troy Nelson, we're settling in to kick off the 2025 high school football season here on Sunny 101.3. As I said, Troy Nelson alongside this evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Randy. How are we doing?
Well, Troy, it's not going to be a bad evening at all out here.
Oh, beautiful. 80 degrees, southeast 7 mile per hour wind. Oh, beautiful night.
Temperature expected to drop down into the mid to lower 70s before this game wraps up, so it should be a very pleasant evening, both for the players and the fans alike. Well, this is a matchup between two teams that are coming off of quite different seasons. The Lord Central Catholic Knights went 9-3 last year, made it into the playoffs. Coach Doug Goldson is Irish. Well, they had a somewhat disappointing season in terms of win-loss record. They finished at 2-6 last year, missing the playoffs for the first time in a long while. So it's going to be interesting to see how Sacred Heart bounces back from that 2-6 campaign a year ago, and also to see if Lords can continue the momentum they built with the 9-3 record last year. We're going to step aside here and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Right after this 2-minute break, you're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packets. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. Well, a reminder for you, you can hear tonight's game and all of our Sunny 101.3 and KTNC broadcasts on your phone by downloading our MSC radio app from your favorite app store. Just like our friend Matt Prophet is doing tonight down in Louisville, Kentucky. Matt Prophet, one of our most faithful listeners, tuned in. He was with us throughout most of the season last year. We know that Matt's tuned in, listening live online in Louisville, Kentucky tonight. So a shout out to our buddy Matt Prophet. Hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. Coming up on the playing of our national anthem here, so we're going to have to break away for that, and then we'll come back and have that look at the starting lineups right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
lot.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City, and you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this game. First of all, the offensive starters for the Lord Central Knights. At center will be Dane Lyons. He's a senior. At the left guard, Gage Fedoris, also a senior. The right guard is Vance Poppleton. He's a senior. The tight ends on the left side is Justice Kreifels. Kreifels a junior. Oscar Krog on the right side at the tight end. He is a senior. The quarterback, Kellen Snitzer. He's the experienced signal caller, third year of starting. He is a senior. Running back, Alex Snitzer, a sophomore, and the fullback is Simon Brueggemann. He's a junior. Troy, let's take a look at that Lord's defense.
All right. For the free safety, Alex Schnitzer, sophomore. Linebacker, Callan Schnitzer, senior. Cornerback, Dominic Scheises, junior. Cornerback, Simon Brueggemann, junior. Defensive tackle, Vance Poppleton, senior. Outside linebacker, Oscar Krog, senior. Outside linebacker, Justice Kreifels, junior. And the nose guard, Dane Lyons, senior.
Now let's take a look at the offensive starters for your Sacred Heart Irish. Coach Doug Golds in his 39th year as the head football coach at Sacred Heart. Tonight offensively, he'll start Cooper Kanabe at center, a 200-pound senior. At the right guard is Toby Baxter, a junior at 210. At the left guard, Trace Studite. Studite, 205 pounds and a junior. The ends, returning starters from last year, Tyler Siffle, 155 and a senior. Cole Taft is a 150-pound senior. At quarterback, Brendan Limbron getting the start, 150 pounds and a senior. The halfback is Caden Groth. Groth is a junior at 155. And the fullback, Elijah Kenneco, he's 180 and a senior. Those are the offensive starters. Troy, let's take a look at that Irish defense.
All right, their defensive line. Cooper Kanabe, 200-pound senior. Trace Studite, 205-pound junior. And Toby Baxter, 210-pound junior. Your linebacking crew, Elijah Canonico, 180-pound senior. And Charlie Rottinghouse, 150-pound junior. And your defensive backs, Kyler Sipple, 155-pound senior. Brendan Limeron, 150-pound senior. And Caden Groden, 155-pound junior.
Sacred Heart Irish here tonight in all white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants with green, dark Kelly green numerals. And we have to describe the uniforms here by the Lord Central Catholic Knights. They've done it to us again, Troy. They're here wearing their dark gray jerseys, dark gray pants with dark blue numbers on the dark gray jerseys. And if you wonder why we're describing it in such detail, folks, they are very, very difficult to read, these dark blue numbers on the dark gray jerseys. We've been dealing with these for two or three seasons here. It's my understanding the National Governing Board is going to do away with all that next season. So I believe the wording is, shall be of significant contrast to the background. So the Lord's Knights won the coin toss. They have deferred their decision to the second half. Sacred Heart wants the football. They will receive. Who we got back deep there for the Irish?
Number 35, it should be Fletcher.
Okay, so Fletcher's back deep to return it. He'll be the return man. And in handling the kickoff duties for the Knights is going to be Justice Kreifels. He has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, set to kick it off. And we're about ready to get the 2025 high school football season underway. Fletcher stands deep. He'll wait at his own 12-yard line for the kick here. Kreifels raises the hand, waits for permission that he may proceed, looks to the official. Don't know what the holdup. He'll come forward, and here is the kick. Driving end over ender. Fletcher chases after it. It goes into the end zone, out of the end zone. So they'll bring the football out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Irish will start with the ball first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Brendan Lebron will be the signal caller, 150-pound senior. He'll have Caden Groth and Elijah Canonico. Canonico in the backfield. Canonico started at fullback throughout the season last year. Spot the ball at the 15-yard line. Troy, we got to get used to that. It says 25 by my line out here, playing on the 80-yard field.
That's going to mess me up all night.
Lebron puts two wide receivers wide to the left, a man in a slot to the left. In the backfield, all alone is Brendan Lebron. Puts a man in motion. Canonico pitches the ball back to the trailing back. He'll run the right side out across the 20. Out near the 25-yard line on the carry was Canonico on the carry. He'll be close to first down yardage. Got a gain of about eight and a half yards.
Free safety, Alex Schnitzer, sophomore, bringing him down for the tackle.
Oh, they're going to give him the first down. I thought so, but then they put the down marker down across the way, and it looked like he was way short. So it will be a first and 10 for the Irish. Spot the football at the 25-yard line, first and 10. Quarterback Lebron will be hands under center this time. Canonico sets behind him. In the top of the eye, sets Caden Groth. Lebron takes the snap, fakes the handoff, no, gives it to the first man through.
Yeah.
Carrying the football, I believe that was Canonico, and he goes nowhere. He's hit it right at the line, maybe even lost a half a yard. Put the football back near the 24-yard line. Second down now, nearly 11 yards to go.
A lot of gray jerseys in there on the defensive line, tackling, but head by Oscar Krog.
Just underway here at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Troy Nelson. Tonight's game being presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber Company, here on Sunny 101.3. Spread formation this time. Wide receiver split to either side of the field. Taft comes to one side, Sybil to the other. Canonico goes in motion. Back to passes, Lemron. He's got time. Going down the left sideline. Pass is going to be complete all the way down to the 20-yard line, making the reception. Canonico, and he's got it at about the 31 is where they'll mark it.
And on the coverage there for the Lord Knights is Vance Poppleton.
That ball was well thrown and actually slightly underthrown, which enabled Elijah to come back to the football and make the catch. The defender did not have time to react. So it's first and 10, Sacred Heart. The ball now at the 31-yard line of the Knights. Sipple comes wide to the left, half wide to the right. Empty backfield for Lemron, all alone back there, takes the snap, throws the ball out complete to the left side, running down the left sideline, a short gain inside the 30. And we'll see making the reception and getting up slow over there. I believe that was Taft, maybe. Oh, Kyler Sipple made the catch. Sipple takes himself out of the ballgame.
All right, Poppleton in on the tackle on the far sideline.
Gain of two on the play, brings up second down and 8 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage now is at the 29-yard line. Clock shows 10:15 to play here in the first quarter. No score yet in the contest. This is Sacred Heart's first possession of the game and of the season. Second down and 8 from the 29-yard line. Canonico sets to the right of the quarterback, Lemron. He has the snap. Lemron pitches back to Canonico, running to the left. He's hit in the backfield and dropped. They'll get him for a loss of about a yard. At that time, the defensive line just came swarming across for the Knights, and they were waiting for Elijah before he could get started.
And again, having trouble reading those numbers on the far side. I think we got Krog and Kreifels.
Yeah, these blue numbers on gray jerseys are no fun, that's for sure. Loss of a yard on the play puts the football back out to the 32-yard line. It's third down now and 11 yards to go. Clock with 9.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score. Lemron will set the backs in the I formation this time. Grow from the top of the I. Canonico is the fullback behind Lemron. Ends are set in tight on 3rd and 11. Back to pass. Lemron under pressure. Got away from the first man. Throws the ball downfield. Pass nearly intercepted. Ball's incomplete. He was looking downfield for Canonico, but the ball was well underthrown and nearly picked off.
Alex Schnitzer almost got that pick off. Again, there was 4 gray jerseys in that area.
So the incompleted pass brings up 4th down and 11 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 32-yard line of the Lord Central Catholic Knights. 4th and 11 at the 32. Let's see what the Irish decide to do here. It doesn't look like they're going to punt the ball. Going to come out and line up and go after it on 4th down and 11. Put 2 wide receivers wide to the right, Sipple and Taft. Taft in the slot, Sipple split wide right. Quarterback Lemron gives to Growth on a reverse coming around from right to left. Fumbles the football out of bounds, but he stopped well short of the first down out near the 24-yard line. So it appears the Lords Knights have held on downs, and Lords will take over the football 1st and 10 at their own 24-yard line.
Again, it looks like we got Oscar Krog hitting and stopping him short of that first down and giving him the fumble, goes out of bounds.
All right, here come the Knights over the football for their first possession. Kellen Schnitzer is the quarterback. Schnitzer will be up under center with the back set in the I formation behind him. Schnitzer takes a snap, pitches back to his I back, running to the right side. He's on his feet, out across the 40, 35, still on his feet, inside the 30, the 20. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. I believe that was Schnitzer, wasn't it? Randy, yes it is.
Yep.
Kellen Schnitzer, the line of scrimmage was at the 24-yard line on the very first play from scrimmage. Score coming with 8:52 to play here in the first quarter. From the 26, that will be a 54-yard run by Kellen Schnitzer. Kellen is the quarterback, and he ended up with the football and took it all the way on the first play from scrimmage. Now they'll line up for the two-point conversion. Set the backs in the I formation. Schnitzer, hands under center. 2 back stack behind him. Takes a snap. Gives it off straight into the middle. Diving in for the two-point conversion is the fullback. And that is Alex Schnitzer in for the two-point conversion. Makes it 8-0, 8:52 to play here in the first quarter. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. The drive took just one play to cover 56 yards. Carried in by Kellen Schnitzer for the touchdown. Alex Schnitzer for the two-point conversion. 8-0, Lord Central on top. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Going to be fielded by Fletcher at the 10. He comes to his right to the 15, across the 20, out near the 25, and wrapped up there is Bo Fletcher at about the 25-yard line. That's where the Irish will begin this drive, 1st and 10.
Looks like we got Poppleton in on the tackle along with Kreifels.
All right. So the Irish, after giving up the big play on the very first play from scrimmage, find themselves trailing 8-0 here with 8:45 to play in the first quarter. We're live tonight from Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. It's the Sacred Heart Irish and the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Brendan Limron, the senior signal caller, brings the Irish up to the line of scrimmage. He puts Sipple wide to the right side. Cole Tasklitz wide to the left. All alone with an empty backfield is Limron calling his starting count. From the shotgun, has the snap, looks to his right, throws a pass out here, looking to the right side for Kyler Sipple. Sipple didn't get turned around in time, and the pass thrown behind him falls harmlessly incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10.
Brueggemann in on the coverage for the Knights.
So bring the football back to the 27-yard line. That's where they're spotting it. Second down and 10 for the Irish at the 27. Limron is your quarterback. Groth and Canonico are the running backs. Canonico. Okay, Canonico. There we did it. Limron in the shotgun. Has the snap. Pitches to the trailing back. Running to the left side. That is Canonico. And he is knocked out of bounds. Let's see if they give him much of a gain on that. He may have got a couple of yards. Looks to have moved the football out to about the 28-yard line. Maybe 29 even.
And I'm going to give that, not a tackle, but shoving him out of bounds credit to Kreifels, because, again, not only are their numbers a different font, but they're tucking them up underneath their jerseys.
Yeah, they're making it impossible to read. Third down and 8 yards to go. Football at the 29-yard line. The Irish own 29, spotted just inside the hash mark from the left side of the field. Gives it off to Groth. Groth comes around to the right side. He's going to be hit. Got the ball out across the 30, out near the 31 or 32 is where he'll be dropped. He'll have a gain of a couple there. Still going to bring up third down and about 5 yards to go for the Irish.
Brueggemann in on the tackle for the Lords, and he comes up a little shaky.
New line of scrimmage now is at the 32-yard line. Fourth down, 5 yards to go for the Irish. Punting situation. Let's see, Cooper Canabi will be in to handle the punting. Can you see who our deep man is back here?
Not right now, I can't.
Canabi gets the punt away, and the ball is going to be fielded at the 15, upfield to the 20, the 25. And on the return was Kellen Snitzer, yep, the quarterback. Snitzer is also the punt returner. So now we know who's going to be back on that. We kind of learn as we go here. Gets the return out across the 25 to near the 26-yard line. They'll mark it there, first and 10. So far, the Knights have only ran one play from scrimmage, and that resulted in a 56-yard touchdown. Spot the ball at the 26-yard line, just inside the right side hash mark. Knights moving from our right to left, from north to south here at Pioneer Field. Quarterback Kellen Snitzer has the back set of the I formation behind him under center. Snitzer turns, gives off to his fullback. He'll find his way forward for 2 or 3 yards. Carrying the ball is Simon Brueggemann. Brueggemann with a gain of about 3. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Studite and Canonico in on the tackle for the Irish.
Spot the football now at the 29-yard line is where they mark it. Clock running. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Lords Knights lead it 8-0 after scoring on the first play from scrimmage. Second down, 7 yards to go at the 29-yard line. Kellen Snitzer. Hands are in tight. Backs are in a deep I formation behind him. Snitzer under center. Takes a snap. He's back to pass. Sets up. Dumps the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Making the reception was Oscar Krog, the big tight end. And Krog is going to have first down yardage into Irish territory down to the 36-yard line.
Groth in on the tackle there for the Irish. But again, your defensive end, Madsen, doing a good job putting pressure, but just not enough.
Oscar Krog made that reception. Spot the ball now at the 36-yard line of Sacred Heart. 6:55 to play, first quarter, 8-0. Knights lead it. Snitzer sets the ends in tight, has the backs in the deep set I formation behind him. He's under center with the snap count. Snitzer takes a snap, gives to his I back, straight into the middle, Ellick Snitzer. And Ellick's going to have yardage down to about the 31-yard line. He'll get about 6 on the carry. It should bring up 4th down and a long 4. We'll call it 5 yards to go. Give him 5, 2nd and 5 coming up.
Canabi and Canonico working together to get that tackle.
Simon Brueggemann, Ellick Snitzer are the running backs. Setting behind quarterback Kellen Snitzer. The tight ends are in tight. It's a tight formation. on second down and 5 at the 31-yard line. He'll set in a shotgun this time. Kellen Snitzer has the snap, runs to his left, faked the pitch, kept it himself, ducked inside, and he'll be dropped short of the first down around the 27-yard line, somewhere in that area, about a yard short of the first.
Junior Caden Groth getting that tackle.
So we'll mark the football now at the 27-yard line, third down and 1 to go for the Knights. Ball is just inside the left side hash mark as they come over the football. Kellen Snitzer, the QB, is under center this time. On a quarterback sneak, he'll take it forward and easily pick up the first down inside the 25. Down near the 23-yard line, he'll get about, needed a yard, got about 3 on the carry.
Again, Groth getting that tackle this time for the Irish.
Mark the football at the 23-yard line, first and 10. For the Lord Central Catholic Knights, the Knights lead it 8-0 here with 5:24 to play in the first quarter. Brueggemann and Snitzer in the backfield behind Kellen Snitzer. Brueggemann is the fullback. Alex Snitzer is the eye back on the top of the eye. Kellen Snitzer pitches back to Alex Snitzer running the right side. He did tie the 20, inside the 15, down near the 13. Just shy of another first down as he's got the ball down to around the 13-yard line.
Groth and Sipple in on the tackle that time for the Irish.
Oh, they're going to say he picked up the first down yardage. He got there. He got the full 10 yards. And they'll move the down markers. It'll be a first and 10 at the 13-yard line, and the Knights wasting no time in moving the football down the field on this second possession. Kellen Snitzer has the Knights first and 10 at the 13-yard line. Ball between the hash marks in the middle of the field. Same formation, double tight end set, eye formation. Gives off to Alex Snitzer running the left side. Alex going to be wrapped up and dropped just inside the 10. He'll get about 3, maybe even 4 yards on the carry. Should bring up second down and about 6 yards to go.
Groth hitting low and Kanabe hitting high.
So mark the football at the 9-yard line. Second down and 6 yards to go at the 9. We said it's a nice breeze, 7 miles an hour out of the southeast, 80 degrees, but it's a lot warmer than that in the press box.
A lot.
Second down now, 6 yards to go from the 9-yard line. This time, Snitzer puts 2 wide receivers wide to the right side of the field. Set in a slot to the right is Brueggemann. Out of the shotgun, Snitzer has the snap. Gives the ball off to Alex Snitzer running the right side, the 5, inside the 5, and he may have first and goal. He's down there inside the 2 or 3-yard line. Should be enough for a first and goal with the football marked. We'll see when they put it down. I believe it's going to be just inside the 2-yard line is where they put it down.
Your defensive end, Toby Baxter, doing a good job making him run a little further to the outside, and Limeron bringing him down for the tackle.
All right, first and goal at the 2-yard line for the Knights. They come over the football, double tight end set, split backs in the backfield behind Kellen Snitzer. Snitzer on a quarterback sneak. They just push him into the end zone, and Kellen Snitzer will have the touchdown. It'll be a 2-yard run. Score coming with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. How many plays and yards did we have?
We had 9 plays, and we had 54 yards.
All right, the lineup for the 2-point conversion here once again. Hands are in tight, backs are stacked in the eye. Alex Snitzer in the top of the eye. Fake the handoff, running to his right is Kellen Snitzer, and he is fighting near the goal line. I don't think he's going to get there. Wait a minute. Still second
effort.
He
got it. Nope.
No, he did not get in. So the conversion attempt fails. The score goes 14-0. You're listening. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
That night scoring drive took just 9 plays to go 54 yards, capped off with a 2-yard touchdown run by Kellen Snitzer, makes it 14-0 with the conversion failing. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Fletcher's going to field the ball at the 5. He's out to the 10, the 15, and just across the 20, and he'll be dropped there. So that's where the Irish will start first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
Getting the tackle that time for the Lords is Gage Fedoris.
Bo Fletcher playing football for the first time this season.
Yep.
This is his first football game.
Yep.
So he knows how Archie Wilson felt last night. Huh? Never played before. Here we go. First down and 10, Sacred Heart at the 20-yard line. Lemron has the back split on either side of him. Wide receiver split to both sides of the field. They're going to try and spread it out this time. Lemron has the snap, sets in the pocket, looks out to the left. Pass is going to be complete out to the left side to Cole Taft. Taft will have yardage across the 25-yard line. Looks like they're going to say he stepped out after a gain of about 8 on the play, and they'll put the football at the 28.
Junior Dominic Scheithis shoving him out of bounds on the far side.
At the 28-yard line, second down and 2 yards to go for the Irish. Brendan Lemron, 150-pound senior. Here's your quarterback. Cole Taft comes in from the sideline and brings in the play. Irish break the huddle, trailing here 14-0. They come over the football. Two receivers, wide right, Kyler Sipple to the right side. Lemron in the backfield, calling his count, has the snap. Keeps it himself, pitches back to the trailing back. Ball is loose, and I'm not sure if it got out of bounds or if the Knights recovered it. I believe it went out of bounds before the Knights could get there to it, and that's a lucky break there for the Irish.
Yeah.
Boy, the Knights were all around that football. They just could not gather it in. The pitch went wide of its mark to the trailing back and went out of bounds. A loss on the play puts the ball back to the 25-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go now for the Irish. 3:05 to play here in the first quarter, 14-0. The Lord's Knights leading Sacred Heart. On third down and 5, Lemron puts two receivers to his right. Rolls to his left, sets, going to throw down the left sideline, has Taft. Pass is going to be complete to Cole Taft. Taft pulls it in for first down yardage into Knights territory at the 32-yard line. A well-executed pass play there, a pass and catch to Cole Taft.
And he caught that ball right on the out of bounds on the far side, but again, got his 2 feet in or made a good catch.
Did a great job of getting in bounds with it, so the ball is advanced down to the 32-yard line. The Irish needed a big break like that to get something moving here, trailing 14-0. Cole Taft comes wide to the right. Kyler Sipple is wide to the left side of the field. Lemron in the backfield has Canonico with him. Pitches the ball back to Elijah. He'll run to the right side. He's going to be hit and dropped after a gain of a couple. Got the football out near the 30-yard line, a gain of about 2. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go for the Irish.
Dane Lyons and Vance Poppleton in on the tackle.
Canonico. How about Elijah?
Yes.
Everybody Elijah. Knows who Elijah is.
There you go.
I don't know why I've got a mental block about Elijah's last name. I'm sorry. Apologize to that young man. Second down and 8 yards to go at the 30-yard line. Quarterback Lemron calling his cadence. Has the snap. Sets in the pocket. Now throws down the left sideline. Overthrows the receiver, but a flag is thrown. They were looking for Cole Taft, and I think we're going to have pass interference down here.
Yeah, because it looked like Scheithis is just in his face the whole time, not turning around looking at the ball.
A lot of contact on Taft to prevent him from getting down there to catch that football. The flag was thrown down near the 12-yard line. It's going to be pass interference called on the Knights. Canonico.
There you go. There you go.
Canonico. I say it 3 times. Canonico. Bear with me, folks.
You're doing great.
All right. Penalty yardage is going to mark the football to the 15-yard line. They'll put it between the hash marks at the 15, where it'll be first and 10 for the Irish. Sacred Heart trailing 14-0 with 2:10 to play in the first quarter here at Nebraska City. An empty backfield this time for Lemron. All alone in the backfield. Growth goes in motion. Give the ball to Growth. He'll run to the left side. Not much there. Cuts back inside the blocking. Has the ball inside the 15. Got a gain of maybe a yard on the play, but not any more than that. It's going to bring up second down and 9.
Not only is it tough to see that number when it's a clear non-window, but through this dirty one, I think that was Poppleton.
Now they forgot that glass is supposed to be seen through or looked through here. Gain of a yard on the carry, second down and 9, football at the 14-yard line, inside of 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, 1:39 clock running, Irish trailing 14-0. Two receivers wide to the right. Sipple is to the right side. Groth sets in a slot to the right. Back to pass, Lemeron over the middle. Taft has the football down inside the 5-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. I believe they're going to call it a first down. It should be first and goal as I see it.
Yep.
At the 5-yard line. Great job by Cole Taft to pull that one in.
Second effort, put lunging forward. Shizus in on the coverage and tackle for Knights.
Taft and Sipple, the two ends, are returning starters from a year ago. So they're seasoned starters in there and making some nice grabs there for Cole Taft. Mark the football between the hash marks at the 5-yard line. A minute and 5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Irish down 14-0, but they're down here threatening. First and goal at the 5. Groth goes in motion. Lemeron is back to pass. Oh, there's the pressure. Got away. He's in trouble. Spin move and going to be hit and dropped for a loss of a yard. Back out to the 6-yard line. Lemeron just had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
The defenders just kept coming.
Oh, he had 4 gray jerseys coming at him. He dodged 2 of them. But Poppleton and Lyons in on the tackle.
So now the football is spotted outside the 5 near the 6-yard line. 35 seconds to go here. Time to run one more play in this quarter. The Irish trail 14-0. It's second down and goal at the 6. They'll come over the football. Quarterback Brendan Lemeron has Elijah on his left.
There you go.
Back to pass. Lemeron over the middle. Pass is going to be caught. Cole Taft, touchdown. A 6-yard touchdown catch to Cole Taft. 6 yards on the pass play to Taft for the touchdown, and the Irish pull back to within 14-6. Score coming with just 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. So Lemeron did a great job of delivering that one over the middle and found Cole Taft. All right. The Irish huddle up to get ready to go for 2 here. Wide to the left side of the field goes Taft. Empty backfield for Lemeron. Brendan Lemeron follows his count. Growth in motion. Oh, we got flag sewn, whistle sound. Going to be a procedure penalty here. I'm sure it's going to go on the Irish. Let's see what happened here. Offsides. Oh, no.
Nope.
Offsides on the defense, but the ref's walking the ball the other way. He said it's on the defense, but they're marching the penalty yardage off against the Irish.
A little bit of miscommunication there on the...
Well, it's the first game of the year for the refs, too. If I can't say Elijah's name, I can't
yeah, you said
find
Elijah.
Fault with these guys. They indicated that the offsides was on the defense.
Yeah, now they're getting
and yet the official marched off the yardage or started to mark it off against the Irish. Now we're having a meeting of the Zebra Patrol here. Man in the white hat says illegal procedure
yeah.
on the offense.
Yeah.
Okay. So it will eventually end up being a 5-yard penalty against the Irish. And that will move the football. Well, that's not 5 yards either because they only took it out to the 8-yard line.
Well, he already ran it, walked it up once and walked it back, so now he's all confused.
Yeah, that ended up being a 3-yard penalty. All right. Ball's at the 8-yard line. Here's the try for the 2-point conversion. Wide receivers to both sides of the field. Lemeron wants to throw out to the right. Pass intercepted at the 1-yard line. Conversion attempt fails with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Irish trail 14-6. You're listening to High School Football on Sunday, 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farben is proud to be named as one of the world's most ethical companies by Ethisphere for the 13th year in a row. At Thrivent, we believe in serving with excellence and integrity. We help our clients achieve financial clarity so they can lead lives of meaning and gratitude. Contact me, Matthew Gall, at 402-315-8711 to learn more about how Thrivent can help you. World's most ethical companies and Ethisphere names and marks are registered trademarks of Ethisphere LLC. For more details, visit theworldsmostethicalcompanies.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Call Tasha Arm Connect today and protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. That scoring drive took 8 plays, covered 60 yards. The conversion attempt failed. It was a 6-yard touchdown pass from Brendan Lebron to Cole Taft. Pulls the Irish back to within 8 now at 14-6 with 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The scoring drive recap brought to you once again by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, the Irish set to kick it away now in to handle the kickoff duties. I believe it's J.J. Lancaster has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line. Ready to kick it away. I believe Snitzer's back deep on one side. Here's the kick. High end over ender is going to go into the end zone. Snitzer with no chance to return it. Both Snitzers back there. Kellen and Helling Snitzer are the two deep men. That's very kind of them. I can just call Snitzer.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
So it goes into the end zone. They'll bring the football out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Knights will start first and 10 at their own 15 with 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Knights on top 14-6 tonight here in Nebraska City. Over the football for the Lourdes Knights. Kellen Snitzer is your quarterback. He will be under center this time. Alex Snitzer in the top of the eye. Pitched the ball back to Alec. He comes to his left side. Broke a tackle across the 20, the 25. All the way out to near the 30-yard line. He'll be dropped just short of the 30 at about the 29. A gain of 14 yards on the carry.
Charlie Rittinghouse, junior linebacker, getting in on the tackle for the Irish.
The clock has stopped. Well, they
went out of bounds.
He must have come out of bounds here on the near side. 5 seconds showing on the clock. Went out of bounds at the 25-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10. Kellen Snitzer, time for one more play here. His team leading 14-6. Double tight end set, high formation. Hand off to the I-back, Alex Snitzer, up the middle. There he goes. He's going to break it away, and he's gone. He'll take it all the way for the touchdown from the 25-yard line. That will be a 55-yard touchdown carry by Alec Snitzer. Boy, those kind hurt. At one play, we said he was at the 25, right?
No.
At the 15.
That was 2 plays, though.
Okay, 2 plays. Give me the yardage.
65.
65 yards. And it was Alec Snitzer. All right, a lineup to go for two here. Quarterback, Kellen Snitzer, has a double tight end, set in the eye, pitch it back again to Alec Snitzer. No, that's Kellen Snitzer is going to carry it in. He lined up at eye back, and Kellen carries in for the 2 points. Makes it 22-6 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunday 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That drive took just 2 plays to cover 65 yards. The touchdown, a 60-yard run by Alec Snitzer. 2-point conversion carried in by Kellen Snitzer. And the Knights go up 22-6 after the end of the first quarter. Moving now to second quarter action. Knights ready to kick it away. Now going from our left to right, from south to north. They have the ball teed up. Back deep will be Bo Fletcher, waiting to return it. He stands at his own 3-yard line. Here's the kick. Driving end over ender. Fletcher runs under it. He's going to field the ball, and it's in the end zone. Can't bring it out, so they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. And that's where the Irish will begin their next drive, first and 10, trailing 22-6 here at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber Company is your hometown building partner, proudly being our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. First down and 10 for the Irish. They'll come over the football at their own 15-yard line. Quarterback will be Brendan Lemron. He's under center this time. Single setback set behind him. Wide receivers left and right are Sipple and Taft. Handoff goes to the right side. Short gain, if any. Got the ball out across the 15, maybe to the 16. Might have got a yard and a half out of that. It'll be second down and about 8 yards to go for the Irish. Carrying the football, Elijah.
Looks like we got Dane Lyons and Justice Kreifels in on the tackle for the Knights.
Elijah Canonico.
There you go.
Carried the football for a gain of 2. Second down and 8 yards to go. Just underway here in the second quarter at Nebraska City. 11:23 to play in the second quarter. Brendan Lemron, single setback behind him. Growth goes in motion. Back to pass, Lemron. There's the pressure. Steps up. He'll be wrapped up and dropped for a loss on the play. Back down around the 12-yard line.
Oscar Krogh in on the sack for the Lord Knights.
Loss on the play of about 3. Put the ball back to the 12-yard line. It'll bring up third down. And 13 yards to go from the 12. Clock running. 10:49 to play here in the second quarter. 22-6. Lord's Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. And this is the season opening game for both of these teams. Earlier today, Pawnee City picked up a win in six-man football. They defeated Meridian 28-22 this afternoon. Back to pass, Lemron in the pocket, dumps it out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. That's Kyler Sipple. I think he's going to get first down yardage. He's got the football out across the 25. Should be enough for a first down. Great job by Sipple.
And we got a substitution in here on the Lord. So let me go a different roster. Hudson Rutt in on the tackle.
So now the football is marked to the 25-yard line, first and 10 on that reception by Kyler Sipple, the senior. Sipple and Taft are going to have to carry a lot of the water here for this offense.
Yeah.
As returning starters here on offense. This time Sipple comes wide to the left, Taft splits wide to the right. Shotgun formation for Lemron. Lemron fakes the pitch, keeps it himself, wrapped up and hit right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
We got 3 gray shirts in on the tackle there. It looks like we got Justice Kreifels and Dane Lyons.
9:44 to play in the first half. 22-6. Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Sacred Heart with the football, facing second down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Lemron puts Taft wide to the left. Sipple goes wide to the right. Elijah and Groth are in the backfield on both sides of Lemron. He sets in the pocket. Pump fake once. Now in trouble. Scrambles out of there with it. He'll run with the football to the left side. Almost got the ball knocked away and then wrapped up and dropped at about the 28-yard line. He'll have a nice gain on the play, but it's still going to bring up third down and about 7 yards to go.
Dane Lyons in on the tackle for...
Lyons almost rattled that ball out of the hands of Lemron there.
He bobbled it but got it back.
So now we'll spot the football at the 28-yard line. Call it third down and 7 yards to go for Sacred Heart. 8:49 to play in the first half. The Irish trailing 22-6. The senior signal caller, Brendan Lemron, brings the Irish up to the line of scrimmage. Groth comes out wide to the left. The ends are set in tight. Groth goes in motion from left to right. Back to pass, Lemron. Here's the pressure. Dumps the ball over the middle. He was looking. Looking there for Kyler Sipple. The ball just thrown behind Sipple. Falls incomplete. And it's going to bring up fourth down and 7. In his defense, Lemron was under all kinds of pressure.
Yeah, right. Dodging a lot of gray jerseys back
folks,
there.
Folks, we're just going to call it like it is. Brendan Lemron is just running for his life back there every time he has the ball. punting situation in the handle of punting is Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe stands at his own 16-yard line to wait for the snap from center. Single return man back for the Knights. Kanabe gets the punt out of there. Oh, a nice hanging spiral. Ball's going to be fielded at the 18, out across the 20, and then wrapped up at the 20. Not much of a return there at all. Good coverage there on the part of the Irish as the return man, that's Sipple, or check it, that's a Kellen Snitzer, was brought down after a little, very little gain on the return.
Canonico in on the tackle for the Irish.
So, it'll be first and 10 for the Lord Central Catholic Knights here at Nebraska City. They'll begin this drive at their own 20-yard line with 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the first half. The Knights lead it 22-6. Here come the Knights over the football. Snitzer is your quarterback. Sometimes they cross me up and put Snitzer back on the top of the eye, but this time he's up there, hands under center, and Alex Snitzer is the eye back. Fake to the fullback, pitch back to the trailing back, Alex Snitzer. Snitzer on his feet, down the right sideline and taken out of bounds. Alex Snitzer, the ball carrier. They're going to say he stepped out around the 25-yard line. Gain of about 5 on the carry. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go for the Knights.
Defensive end Trey Studdite did exactly what he was supposed to do in hitting the quarterback, making him pitch it early. And again, getting in him for the tackle there was Groth and Canonico.
Nice to have that sun going down behind the trees over here. No longer looking that into our eyes. 2nd down, 5 yards to go at the 25-yard line for the Knights. Kellen Snitzer under center. Gives to his fullback straight ahead. He'll get about 2, maybe 3 yards on the carry. He'll be stopped short of the first down. Carrying the football was Simon Brueggemann that time.
Aiden Scheidel and Charlie Rottinghouse, I think.
So it'll bring up 3rd down and 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line. They need to get it out to the 30 for first down yardage. A lot of time left here yet for the Knights. 7:45 to play in the first half. 22-6. Knights on top over Sacred Heart. Kellen Snitzer under center on 3rd and 2. Takes the snap. Kellen is back to pass. Rolling right. Dumps it over the middle to Alex, or to the middle to Simon Brueggemann. And Brueggemann fights his way all the way into Irish territory, down to about the 37-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Knights at the Sacred Heart 37. Nice job there by Simon Brueggemann.
Groth in on the tackle there for the Irish.
All right, the line of scrimmage. Mark it at the 38 is where they say. 1st and 10 for the Knights at the Irish 38. Lord Central Catholic up 22-6 here in Nebraska City. Double tight end set. High formation. Snitzer, the quarterback. Alex Snitzer in the top of the eye. Pitch the ball back to Alec. Alex Snitzer runs to the left. He'll get the ball inside the 35, near the 34. Looks like a gain of about 4 on the carry. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 6 yards to go now for the Knights.
Groth and Canonico working together to get that tackle.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Troy Nelson alongside here in the booth. Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, back at the MSC Sports Radio Network control booth. It's 2nd down and 6 yards to go for the Knights. Line of scrimmage, 34-yard line of the Irish. Kellen Snitzer has the snap, goes to Ellick. Ellick into the middle, fighting forward, carrying tacklers with him down near the 30-yard line. Stopped short of the first down by a couple. Should bring up 3rd down and about 2.5, almost 3 yards to go here for the Knights.
Cooper Kanabe getting the tackle for the Irish.
Mark the ball at the 30-yard line. Clock at 6 minutes to go. Still all kinds of time here for the Knights to work with in this one. Leading 22-6. They scored on their first play from scrimmage tonight. A big touchdown run on their very first snap. 3rd down and 2 yards to go at the 30-yard line of the Irish. Little different set this time. Split backs in the backfield on either side of Snitzer. Gives it to Alex Snitzer running the right side. Alex going to be wrapped up, but not before picking up the first down yardage. That was a good solid tackle on the part of the Irish, but it's just a little too late.
Defensive end Trey Studdite again, wrapping him up and bringing him down, doing exactly what he's supposed to do.
So now the football is going to be marked 1st and 10 at the 27-yard line of the Irish. Clock running, 5:22 to play, 2nd quarter. 22-6. Knights lead it. The senior quarterback, Kellen Snitzer, sets his ends in tight this time with the backs in a deep I formation behind him. Takes the snap. Back to Alex Snitzer, the I back. Running to the right. He's got running room. Has the ball inside the 20-yard line. Okay, we may have had a different I back in there that time. I think they switched me around and put Kellen Snitzer in at I back. They do that occasionally. Kellen's normally the quarterback and Alex in the I. Once in a while, the two just switch spots.
Yeah.
I can still call it Snitzer and get
there
it right.
You go. You're, yeah.
Second down and 2 yards to go. The football now at the 19-yard line of the Irish. The Knights threatening to pad that lead a little more here before the end of this first half, already leading 22-6 with 4:28 to go in the first period, first half. This time it is Kellen in the shotgun. Calling his count, keeps it himself, runs right up the middle of the right side. He'll be dropped. And I'm not sure if he got there. He may be just a bit short of the first down.
Canonico coming up from his linebacker position and hitting him from behind and bringing him down.
Be about a short yard to go here, third and less than a yard. Line of scrimmage at the 18. They're just going to line up here on a quarterback sneak. You can see what's coming. Third and less than a yard, and they're just going to push it forward easily.
Yeah.
Looks like they can get 2 or 3 yards anytime they want from that formation.
Yeah, from that one.
It'll be a first and 10 inside the 15-yard line, down around the 14 now, with 3:51 to go in the first half. Knights marching down the field. Where did this drive begin? How far back?
This drive began on their 20.
The 20-yard line. So they've already marched it from their own 20 down to the 14-yard line of the Irish. Still 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. They lead it 22-6. Calling his starting count is Snitzer. Takes the snap. Gives to Kellen Snitzer, who was the I back that time. That time I caught it when they switched it around. They had Ellie take the snap and had Kellen line up with the running back. Kellen has the ball down to around the 11-yard line. Looks like a gain of about 3. Second down and 7 now. Football spotted inside the right hash mark at the 11.
Canonico in on the tackle, and Randy, as you were saying it, that was the 10th play of this drive.
Yeah, long, long drive here, yep. Sustained drive, a lot of time. Inside of 3 minutes to go now in the half, 2:52, clock is running. They've got Kellen back under center at quarterback now, and Ellick is back on the top of the eye on second and 8. Quarterback sneak right up the middle, Kellen Snitzer. I said they can get 2 or 3 whenever they want, so he shows me they can get 5 if they really want half.
Canonico, again on the tackle.
Has the football down to the 7-yard line. Third down and 3 now at the 7. Clock at 2:21 to go here in the first half. 22-6, Knights on top. Lords over the football. Let's see who the quarterback is this trip. It's Kellen Snitzer at QB. Alec in the top of the eye. Kellen calling his count. Turns. Gives to Alec. Running off the right side. Running tough. He's going to be wrapped up and bulldogged down short of the goal line. But he'll have first down yardage. It's going to be first and goal for the Knights. First and short. Looks like the ball's going to be down near the 2-yard line.
He's got a cramp.
Got one cramped up.
That was your ball runner.
Okay, that was Snitzer.
Trey Studdite in on the tackle there on the near side.
You know, we talk about the Snitzers constantly. Simon Ruggeman is a big factor here. He's the fullback, and one of the reasons...
Yeah.
Okay, we got a timeout for an injured player, so we're going to step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Now we welcome you back to Pioneer Field with a minute 57 to go here in the first half. The Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish 22-6, and we still have timeout on the field for the injured player. We were hopeful that that was just a cramp out there, but now I'm starting to wonder here. Let's see what we've got for scoring updates here. Nebraska won the first set 25-11 tonight at Lipscomb. They won the second set 25-21. They won the third set 25-15. So a sweep for the Huskers. They're 3-0. All right, back to live action here. Here's a handoff into the middle, fighting forward near the goal line. Do they get in? Yes, they signal as a touchdown. Trying to see who came up with the football carrying at that time. I think they gave it to the fullback, Brueggemann. So that will go as a 2-yard touchdown run.
Number four,
thank you. 2-yard touchdown run carried in by Kellen Snitzer. Thanks to our friends in the neighboring booth here. We can all kind of look out for each other a little bit. 2-yard for the touchdown. The score coming with a minute 52 to play here in the second quarter. All right, they're going to line up for the two-point conversion. Kellen Snitzer, the quarterback, double tight ends, I formation. Fake the handoff, wants to throw the football, looking into the middle. And the ball is intercepted. The conversion attempt fails, and the score goes to 28-6 with 1:52 to go here in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Harvest season is right around the corner, and our farmers will be working from sunup to sundown to help feed us all. Drivers, we ask that you please slow down, give space, and be patient in your farm equipment. Farmers, stay alert, stay rested, and put safety first. This harvest, let's look out for one another, because safe roads and safe farms mean a stronger community. A message from SBS Insurance. Rooted in safety, growing with you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
That scoring drive for the Knights took 13 plays to cover 60 yards, capped off with a 2-yard touchdown run by Kellen Snitzer on the quarterback sneak. The conversion failed, and with 1:52 to play here in the first half, the Knights go on top now by a score of 28-6. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Here's the kickoff. It's past Fletcher, goes into the end zone, out of the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Irish will start. They have a minute and 51 seconds left with which to work here in the first half now, trailing 28-6. I want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. We thank the folks at Mead Lumber for being our presenting sponsor on tonight's game here on Sunny 101.3. The Irish will come over the football, first and 10, starting at their own 15-yard line. Lemron has split backs in the backfield on either side of him, bobbles the snap, picks it up. He's got a little bit of running room, comes forward, and then gets wrapped up after a gain of about 4 out to around the 19-yard line.
Got a flag on the play.
He dropped the snap and then picked it up and turned nothing into something. Let's wait and see what this penalty is going to be. Flag is thrown down right at the line of scrimmage. Waiting for the white hat to come out here and give us an indication. Unsportsmanlike on the defense. I didn't see anything physically happening. I wonder if that was a verbal infraction.
I'm seeing a Lord's player here trying to state his position with the referee, and now the coach has subbed him out of the game. So
having him come out for a minute.
I'm guessing he said something he shouldn't have been saying.
Yeah, probably a verbal.
Yeah, because, again, we didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything physically going on.
So he's shown to his coach what the offensive player is doing, and he's trying to tell the referee. And the referee,
this is what he did to me, ref.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It's always the second guy.
That's what the referee saw.
15-yard penalty puts the football out to the 34-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish. Lemron has the snap. Lemron sets in the pocket. He wants to throw down the right sideline. Pass is complete over the middle, making the reception all the way down to the 35-yard line is Cole Taft. Boy, I thought he was looking for the deep man, Kyler Sipple, and he threw underneath on the coverage and got it down to Taft. Cole Taft puts the ball inside the 35 to the 33. It'll be first and 10 for the Irish, but they only have a minute 27 left with which to work here.
Vance Poppleton in on the tackle.
Lemron splits the receivers. Sipple and Taft wide to either side of the field. Back to pass, throwing out to the right this time. Pass underthrown, intended for Kyler Sipple, and Lemron just didn't have enough pepper on that one to get it out there. The ball came up well short. Incompleted pass stops the clock with a minute 14 to play here in this first half. 28-6. Irish on the Irish trailing, that is, the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Next week, Sacred Heart on the road, playing Bruning Davenport Shickley. That game will be played at Shickley, and you'll hear it live over on our sister station, KTNC. I'll be on hand to call the play-by-play. There won't be a high school game here on Sunday next week because we've got the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Diego Chargers. That'll be airing here on Sunday. Meanwhile, we'll have the BDS and Sacred Heart game over on KTNC. Now we've got a timeout taken by Sacred Heart with a minute 14 to play in the first half. The Irish trailing 28-6. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great news for Northeast Kansas. Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to welcome Dr. Samuel Bruna, a highly skilled and compassionate general surgeon, to our team. Dr. Bruna joins our dedicated general surgery department, offering comprehensive surgical services right here close to home. With 24/7 surgical coverage, our team is committed to growing rural general surgery. So keep your healthcare local. Most general surgical procedures can be performed right here at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson, back with you here at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. A minute 14 to go here in the first half. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime show. The halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. All right, here come the Irish over the football. Second down and 10. Line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line. Lemron calling his count. He's got the snap. Sets up. Now he's going to run with the football right up the middle. Lemron on the slide inside the 25-yard line. He's just short of the first down by about a yard. They'll mark the ball at the 25. 59 seconds to go here in the half. Irish would like to get some points on the board, trailing 28-6.
Dominic Scheises in on a tackle for Lords.
Second down and two at the 24-yard line. Lemron, two receivers wide right. Lemron looks right. Going to throw deep downfield. He's got a receiver. The fingertips. Elijah was down there behind the coverage. That was a sure touchdown in the end zone. The ball hit him in the hands. He could not gather it in. And that was a sure six if he catches that. No defender around him.
Doggone it.
Canonico was in the end zone, uncovered. The ball arrived. He could not pull it down. Tough break. Boy, that was delivered right on the money, too. 37 seconds to go here now in the first half. And now it's going to be fourth down. 2 yards to go at the 25-yard line. They'll probably try another shot at it here. Same set, two wide receivers wide right. Lemron going to throw deep again. This time pass intercepted at the 10, out to the 15, the 20, 25, and down to the 25-yard line. Who got the interception?
Don't know yet.
Wait till he pops up with the football.
Yeah.
10, maybe?
26.
26.
Simon Brueggemann.
Okay, Brueggemann came up with the interception. So now, 29 seconds on the clock, that gives the Knights time to try and do something with it. The previous pass was right on the money to Elijah in the end zone. This second one, not so much. That was not a very well-thrown pass. And really, the defender, the only one having a shot at it out there. So now, mark the ball at the 25-yard line, first and 10. For the Lords Knights, with 29 seconds to play here in the first half. Lords on top, 28-6. Quarterback, Kellen Snitzer, puts two wide receivers wide to the left, one wide to the right. It's a spread formation for Snitzer in the shotgun. He's got the snap. He's rolling left. Now he wants to run with the football. Down the left sideline on his feet, breaking tackles. Taken out of bounds across midfield into Irish territory. Down to about the 33-yard line is where they're going to say he stepped out. Still 21 seconds to go, and that's plenty of time for this night offense to put more points up, Troy.
And Limeron, last effort, shoving him out of bounds on the far side.
Put the ball at the 33-yard line. First down and 10. Kellen Snitzer in the shotgun. Two receivers to his right. Has the snap. Rolling right. Sets up. Scrambles. Here comes the pressure. Now dumps it out to the right side. The pass overthrown. Intended receiver Simon Brueggemann went well over his head. Ball's incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10 with 15 seconds to go here in the first half.
Your defensive end there, Trey Studdite, doing everything he could to disrupt the rhythm of that play.
So they'll mark the football back again to the 33-yard line. Second down and 10. Snitzer comes to the sideline to pick up the play. Head coach Rick Nordhues, who coached for, 25 years or more over at Syracuse. Andy Fedoris, former head coach, is back as an assistant coach now on his staff for the Knights. Second down and 10. At the 33-yard line, shotgun formation for Snitzer. Got the snap. Throws out to the right. Passes incomplete down near the 15-yard line. That stops the clock with 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Again, we invite you to be with us for our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Try and get you a few other scores from around the area. We know Pawnee City picked up a win this afternoon in six-man football over Meridian. We'll get any scores that we can find here for you. We know the Huskers got a three-set sweep over Lipscomb tonight in Nashville, I believe is where they're at. Nashville, Tennessee. 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Kellen Snitzer, split receivers, two to the right, one to the left. Snitzer in the shotgun, has a man in motion now from left to right, takes a snap, pump fake once, throws the ball over the middle, pass incomplete, off the fingertips of his intended receiver. Boy, that if he holds that one in, he might have been gone.
Yeah.
Still 7 seconds. Boy, this has been a long few seconds here at the end, hasn't it? Still 7 seconds to go, but now it's fourth down, 10 yards to go. Leading 28-6. Do you take another shot at it? Looks like they're going to. Wide receiver to the near side. Split wide to the left is Alec Snitzer. To the right, Simon Brueggemann. Kellen Snitzer in the shotgun on fourth and 10 at the 33. Has the ball. He'll run it himself forward, breaking tackles, and now knocked down inside the 30-yard line. 1 second still showing. Did they get a timeout call? The Irish will get one snap of it here, if that's the case.
Kanabi in on the tackle.
Sacred Heart takes the football over with 1 second to go in the first half. So Brandon Limeron will get to come out here and take a shot at it. Look at this defensive set. They got a deep center fielder, right field, left field.
Yeah.
Even the shortstop's back out in right field here. Not going to give up anything big. The Irish with one shot at it, first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. And now a timeout taken by Sacred Heart. Let's see what Coach Doug Golds wants to draw up here. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. High school football coming your way on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tell me what you got, Brent.
Sunday Fun Day at Sidelines Bar and Grill, August 31st in Sabetha. Great music, cold drinks, and great food. Music starts at 2 p.m., pulled pork food special, appetizers, and wings. Musical guest from Oklahoma City is Larry Newsom. Check him out on YouTube and live at Sidelines in Sabetha, August 31st at 2 p.m.
The Tri-State Region, Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson back with you here at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. We have 1 second left to play in the first half. The Irish trailing the Knights 28-6. Sacred Heart with the football. First and 10 at their own 29-yard line. They'll get to play one play here. One wide receiver wide to the right. Doesn't look like they're going too far with it. Lemron rolls right, wants to throw the ball down the right sideline, does so. Pass is going to be caught complete, and it's going to be Sipple makes the catch down here at the 38-yard line, but not enough for the first down. Time will expire, and there's the end of the first half. At the half, the Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish 28-6, our halftime score. We'll take a two-minute break here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. It's time now for our halftime report. The halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Knights on top here, 28-6, recapping the first half scoring. The Lord Central Catholic Knights scored on their first play from scrimmage, a 56-yard run by Kellen Snitzer. Alex Snitzer carried in for the two-point conversion, and with 8:52 to play in the first period, the Knights had jumped out to an 8-0 lead. Then with 3:30 to go in the first quarter, another touchdown by Kellen Snitzer. This one a 2-yard run, capped a 9-play, 54-yard drive. The conversion failed, and the score went 14-0. Irish came battling back late in the first quarter with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brendan Lemron scored a 6-yard touchdown pass to Cole Taft that capped an 8-play 60-yard drive. The conversion failed, and the score stood at 14-6. Then as time expired in the first quarter, a 60-yard run by Alex Snitzer capped off a 2-play 65-yard drive. The 2-point conversion carried in by Kellen Snitzer made it 22-6 as time expired, the end of the first quarter. only scoring in the second period, came with 1:52 to play in the second quarter. A two-yard run by Kellen Snitzer on a quarterback sneak capped a 13-play, 60-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed, and her score at halftime stands at Lord Central Catholic 28 and Ball City Sacred Heart 6. This scoring drive recap and halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up right after this. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This September, Community Medical Center is stepping into the future of patient care. Starting Saturday, September 6th, CMC and its family medicine clinics in Fall City and Humboldt will transition to Epic, America's leading electronic medical record system. With Epic's MyChart, you'll have 24/7 access to your health info, test results, appointments, and secure messaging with your care team, all at your fingertips. With questions, call the CMC Administration Office at 402-245-6503 or email administration@cmcfc.org.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Your electrical problem solver.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marsick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're looking at low temperatures well above averages for this time of year, and as we continue through the work week into the weekend. We'll see for the holiday weekend Saturday, rain showers and thunderstorms likely that will continue to the afternoon on Saturday with high temperatures back to the low 80s. That will keep us below for this time of year. Average highs around this time of year, 87 degrees, and average lows around 59 degrees. For tonight, we're looking cloudy, low around 59 degrees. Overnight temperatures rebound around 62 degrees, the southeast winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, we'll see the chance of rain showers and thunderstorms return in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon. Then, partly sunny skies with a high near 81 degrees, southeast winds around 5 to 10. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms will return in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon once again under cloudy skies, high near 74 degrees, southeast winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 60 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Fraud can strike when you least expect it, but F&M Bank is here to help you stay one step ahead. Protect yourself and your family with our free fraud prevention packets. Packed with tools and tips, it'll help you spot scams, safeguard your accounts, and keep your personal information secure. Stop by F&M Bank today to pick up your packet. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with the good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've been around the block before, you may have a dream home that you always had your eye on. What if we told you we could help make your dream home a reality? Frontier Bank has home mortgage experts who can help you make your dream home come to life. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, online at frontier.bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. It's halftime. The Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish at the half, 28-6. My name is Randy Gatula, along with Troy Nelson. Our halftime show continues here, presented by Highland Community College. And Troy, let's take a look at some other scores you have.
All right. So in Class C1, on our AM station back in Falls City, Palmyra leads 14-6 at halftime. Again, Palmyra 14-6 over Falls City at half. Number 4, Sydney is up over number 10, Cozad, 21-0. Milford and Syracuse are tied at 20 right before the half. Oh, where'd it go to? There it is. Mount Michael Benedictine, 21-0 over Auburn.
Wow, that's news. Yes. Auburn number 6 ranked in C1 right now.
Uh-huh. So that's at halftime, 21-0 Mount Michael over Auburn.
Here's a score from this afternoon in 6-man. The Bonnie City Indians opened the season at Meridian. They posted a 28-22 win over Meridian. And Troy, that's a low score for 6-man football.
Yeah, for 6-man.
Must have been a defensive battle.
Still staying in C1. Number 1, Wahoo, is up big over Nebraska City, 48-0. Number 9, Lincoln Christian, is trailing at halftime against Lincoln Lutheran, 14-12. And that's C1. Let's go to D1, see where we're at. Again, here at Lord's, 28-6 at halftime. And number 1, Sandy Creek, 22-12 over Johnson Brock at 3 minutes left in the second.
That game being played in Johnson tonight, too.
Yeah. Yep, again, 22-12. Number 1, Sandy Creek. Number 8, Johnson Brock. Johnson County Central, 2 minutes before the half. They're ahead of Tri-County, 30-12. Johnson County Central. Ciphering through here of anything. Okay, Weeping Water is up 8-6 over Meade. 1 minute left until halftime.
Troy has his little magic box in his shirt pocket here with all these scores coming up.
Good thing of technology. Southern is leading HTRS 16-6 with 5 minutes left before half. Shelby Rising City, number 5 in D1, is up 8-0 over Freeman. There's your D1 scores. And then, Randy, you said D6.
Yeah, that was Pawnee City over Meridian, 28-22. Troy, let's step aside here. We've got a couple of minutes before third quarter action comes up, so we'll take another two-minute timeout and be back with the third quarter coming up right after this two-minute break. This halftime presentation brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Falls City.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks. like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson back with you at Pioneer Field here in Nebraska City. It's half time. The North Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish 28-6. I want to remind all of our Sacred Heart listeners, we will have Irish football on the air again this coming Friday night. 1 week from tonight, the Irish will be on the road at Chicoley. They'll be facing Bruning Davenport Chicoley. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Pre-game show around 6:30, 6:35. That game will be heard on our sister station, KTNC. I'll be there to call the play-by-play for you. Here on Sunny 101.3 next Friday night, we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Diego Chargers. So we'll have NFL football here on Sunny, but we'll have the Irish over on KTNC. That's next Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff. You'll hear it live from Chicoley. Well, at halftime, that wraps up our halftime programming brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. As we get set to move into third quarter action, the Irish will be kicking the ball away to the Knights. And here to describe the third quarter play-by-play for you is Troy Nelson.
All right, thank you, Randy. Again, Lords will receive this ball to start the second half. And it looks like they're flipping the field here.
They lined up on wrong end.
Yep. Lords is going to be defending the north end zone.
That's the first game, you know, the refs are learning here, too.
Everybody's a little rusty.
Yep.
Lords had the ball five times in the first half, and they scored on four of them.
And Kellen Snitzer capped three of those drives off with his legs. He had touchdown runs of 56 yards, 2 yards, and 2 yards. Not a bad first half for the quarterback.
All right, J.J. Lancaster setting to kick the ball off here from the 8-man 30-yard line. Set to receive it again.
Snitzer and Snitzer.
Yep, your Snitzers. All right, here we go. Set to start the second half here. Lancaster's checking his teammates. Right-footed kicker is away, not a high one. Going to be picked up around. No, it's going to let it go into the end zone. Took a weird hop there on Schnitzer. Alec. So Lords will have the ball to start the second half on their own 15-yard line. 28-6, Lords leads Sacred Heart. All right, so we shouldn't have any substitutions yet. I think they've come out with the same people here. So Fedoris, Lyons, and Poppleton should be on the line.
They're saving that for the old guy in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, okay. All right, looks like we got Callen Schnitzer under center. He gives me a pitch out to... Oh, yeah, see, to Alec. And I think they switched him around on me, just like you said they've been doing on you. But he gets around to the right side for about a 6-yard gain.
Kind of Nico there to make the tackle on him. Elijah making the stop for the Irish.
All right, brings up second down and four. Clock running with 11:40 here in the third quarter. And I can't see these numbers very well, but I think it's Alec Schnitzer under center.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. But again, they're under center, I formation, give to the I back, number four, Callen Schnitzer, and he's going to run it up the middle and squirt to the left side for a first down and a little more.
Charlie Runninghouse with a solo tackle there for the Irish. Runninghouse spun him down, dropped him at the 26-yard line. 11:20 to play, opening minute of play here in the third quarter.
Alec Schnitzer will be your quarterback under center. Again, Brueggemann's your fullback. snap is away, give to the high back. He gets 5 yards more, and he's got some more running room. He breaks into the secondary, crosses midfield. He's going to be gang tackled around the 35-yard line.
Brandon Lemron there to lead the stop for the Irish. Had him wrapped up and just holding on for dear life there.
Now it's Callen Schnitzer in on the carry. Alec is the quarterback. He comes to the sideline and gets to play. Coach Nordhues. He's going to come up under center again. High formation.
Alec is your quarterback this time.
Alec is
Callen.
High back. High back's going to get to the left side. He's going to break one tackle and spurt up forward. A little more is Callen Schnitzer.
And it was Brendan Lemron that just reached out and tripped him up as he ran by that time. Got him around the ankle. He actually landed 5 yards from where Lemron grabbed him.
We got a different fullback in here. I can't pick up his number.
I'll get it for you.
Starts with the five. All right. So, again, under center is Alex Schnitzer. Second down and three. Pitch to
Callen.
Callen scores around the right side. He's got some running room, and he's going to break it in for a touchdown. High back Callen Schnitzer runs it in for about a 22-yard run.
27, actually.
27-yard run. High back Callen Schnitzer. 10 minutes left here in the third quarter. They go up. Knights go up 34-6 over the Irish.
That's his fourth rushing touchdown of the night.
All right, two-point conversion. Again, we're going to have the same formation. Alex Schnitzer under center. And I'm going to guess it's Justin Kreifels as the fullback.
Not 50.
Yep, that's Kreifels. All right. Give his fake to Kreifels and pitch to Callen Schnitzer. Schnitzer, and Schnitzer gets across for the two-point conversion. So with 10 minutes left here in the third quarter, Lords takes her first possession all the way down for the touchdown and put the two-point conversion in the lead 36-6. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A five-play, 65-yard drive capped off with a 27-yard carry by Callen Schnitzer, his fourth rushing touchdown of the night.
All right, Lords kicks it off from their 30. Fletcher's going to let it go over his head and go into the end zone for a touchback.
Cole Fletcher is back there as a return man playing in his first ever football game tonight, and he hasn't had many opportunities. They've just been kicking the ball over his head and into the end zone repeatedly. Same story there, not able to bring it out.
All right, so the Irish will take their first possession of the second half on their own 15-yard line. Limeron will be your quarterback. Studdite, Kanami, and Baxter should be your offensive line. Tight end Sipple and Taft. Sipple's going to come to the right side. Taft is going out left. Empty backfield. So Canonico and Groth are out to the left side as two. Groth comes in motion. Limeron takes the snap and a shotgun. He throws it out to Taft, and I don't know if Taft is going to catch that or not. Let's see what the gift.
Yeah, they're going to say the reception just shy of the 20-yard line. He'll have a gain of about four on that catch. It'll bring up second down and six for you, Troy.
Taft had to catch that ball on his knees, and I wasn't for sure if it hit the turf or not, but they're going to give him the reception. So second down and six for the Irish. 9:34 left turn the third.
Taft and Sipple have kind of been the bright spots in this offense here, the returning experienced receivers. They've made some nice grabs here tonight.
All right, Limeron, shotgun formation, empty backfield, three receivers to the left. Again, Groth comes in motion. Limeron stopping back to pass, and he throws it across to Sipple. Sipple's going to drop the ball, incomplete.
Sibmel had it gathered in, and Schnitzer came up and just ripped the ball away from him as he was trying to put it away, and it's ruled as an incompletion.
We got a substitute in here. Number 24, Noah Howard, is in the game, so a freshman for the Irish in the backfield.
9:12 to play here in the third quarter, 36-6. If you're just checking in with us, the Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish here at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City.
Third down and 6 from the 19. The Irish break the huddle. Sipple, Howard, and Groth coming out to the right side. Empty backfield for Limeron. Shotgun. Limeron takes it. Quick throw to Sipple. Sipple's got some blockers in front of him. He catches it and rumbles up to about the 29-yard line.
Good job. He'll have first down yardage. Yep. Tackler came up to make the tackle. Is shaken up here. Appears that he's got a cramp here.
More cramps.
And we're going to have a timeout taken for an injured player. So we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Yep.
Alex Schnitzer was the player shaken up there. He had a bit of a Charlie horse. He's cramping. They're getting him some fluids, and he's up walking off the field, so he will leave the ball game as the injured player. This comes with 9:08 to play in the third quarter, 36-6. The Knights dominating the Sacred Heart Irish here. Last report we had over on KTNC in Fall City, Palmyra leading Fall City 14-6 was our last score update from there.
Irish have it first and 10. Triplets out here to the right, one receiver to the left. In motion is Groth. Limeron stopping back to pass. He's got looking for Taft. Cole Taft. It falls incomplete about the 20-yard line.
Great defensive effort there on the part of the Lord's Knights by Dominic Shizes. Shizes reached up and batted that one away. I have to learn a whole new language here tonight.
Second down at 10 for the Irish on their own 28. Clock stopped on that incomplete pass at 8:49. Taft bringing the play in from the sideline. Again, he's still got freshman Noah Howard in the game here. And he's going to go to the tight end on the left side. Nope, a wide out with Taft out on the left. So Sipple's a tight end on the right. Empty backfield. Limeron drops back to pass. Going to get flushed out. And he's going to be dropped for a loss right there and thrown down.
Vance Poppleton got in there and wrapped him up. Poppleton with the solo stop for a loss on Limeron.
About a 3 or 4 yard loss there for the Irish. Brings up third down and 13. And let's see. Canonico coming back into the game. Howard going out. So Canonico and going to come out to the wide to the right. Sipple is tied in. Groth and Taft out to the left side. Empty backfield. Groth comes in motion. Bad snap. Limeron goes over his shoulder. He's going to fall out on about the 2 yard line.
Had to go back and chase that one down just to get on it and hoping that he can get possession before the Knights arrive. Huge loss on the play.
Yep.
Let's see where they mark it. It's going to be near the 7.
Yep.
I believe that's where it's at. So fourth down and a quarter of a mile here. They need to get the ball clear to midfield for first down. Punting situation.
Fourth and 31. Kanabi, your punter, stepping back into his own end zone. Right-footed punter gets it away. He's going to angle it to the right side, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 34-yard line.
So the Knights are going to start with excellent field position in Sacred Heart Irish territory, 7:27 to play here in the third quarter. If you're just checking in with us, 36-6, the Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. We're here at Pioneer Field tonight in Nebraska City. Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast on Sunny 101.3 is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner.
All right, so bringing the play in from the sideline is Alex Schnitzer. He's going to come under center. And again, Kreifels is your fullback, and Kallenschnitzer is the I-back. There's the snap. There's the handoff to Callen. Callen to the left side. He's going to roam around for about 4 yards.
There to make the tackle on him was Caden Groth. Groth, 155-pound junior defensive back, came up to make the stop.
All right, Alec Schnitzer goes to the sideline to get the play. Second down and 5. Clock running with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Alec's going up under center. Same formation. I with Kreifels and Callen Schnitzer in the backfield. Same play, giving it to Callen through the left side of the middle, and he's going to get enough for the first down. Yep, moving the chain.
Sipple and Roddinghouse teamed up to make the stop. Roddinghouse made the first contact, and then Sipple came up to put on the finishing touch.
First and 10, Nebraska City Lords on the Irish 21-yard line. Same formation, Alec Schnitzer under center, I formation. He's going to hand it off to, yep, Callen on the right side this time of the middle, and he's going to fall forward for about 2 yards.
Toby Baxter with the solo stop that time. Baxter grabbed him around the waist and dragged him down to the turf.
Second down and 8 for the Knights. They're on the Irish 19-yard line. Alec Schnitzer under center, high formation. Waiting for the offensive line to get set. There's your snap. Pitch to Callen. Callen to the right side. And Callen's going to break some yards or tackles, get down about the 10-yard line.
Looks like he's going to be just shy of the 10. Yeah, at about the 11 is where they mark it.
No, they give him enough for the first down, though. With a chain. So that's going to be first and goal from right at the 10-yard line-ish, 9.5.
Can't get a first down without scoring.
You can't.
5:41 to play in the third quarter. 36-6 our score. The Knights on top here at Nebraska City.
All right, first and goal from the 9. Again, Alec Schnitzer under center, I formation. Two tight ends set. Pitch to Callen. Callen goes to the right side and cuts it back across the middle, and he's going to stretch it for the first touchdown. Touchdown, Nebraska City Lords.
From 10 yards out, Callen Schnitzer, his fifth rushing touchdown of the night.
All right, that makes the score 42-6 with 5:19 left here in the third. Nebraska City Lope, we got an injured Irish defender on the goal line on the far side. So I got an injury timeout with 5:19 left here in the third. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the officials had to take the timeout for the injured player, and they are very wisely giving these players a water break here. We've started to see some cramping, and they're giving the chance here for the kids to hydrate a little bit. And the same story goes for radio announcers here in the booth. It's cooled down into the 70s out there on the field, but I got to tell you, here in our broadcast booth, temperature's still very, very warm. 5 minutes, 19 seconds left to play in the third quarter. We're at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. The North Central Catholic Knights are leading the Sacred Heart Irish 42-6. When play is resumed, the Knights will be lining up to go for a two-point conversion here. Don't forget, next Friday night, we will be in Shickley, Nebraska, once again with the Irish over on KTNC, playing Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. They alternate. 1 year we play them in Bruning, and the next 2 years later we play in Shickley. Shickley's a little farther yet than Bruning.
Yeah.
So we'll be headed out that way next Friday night, and that'll be over on KTNC.
All right.
I don't know if we got any more scoring updates from Fall City. The Fall City Tigers hosting the Palmyra Panthers tonight at Jug Round Stadium, that game being heard over on our sister station, KTNC.
No update from them.
All right. Line up for the two-point conversion.
All right, so let's see if they're making any substitutions here for Lords. They're going to try a PAT. We're setting up the kick here.
Let's see who the kicker is here. The
kicker is Kreifels. I can't see who the holder is. Kreifels is your kicker. Holder set up on about the 5-yard line. They had to move everybody up because of the 8-man football field on 11, and he got the 2-point conversion through. The 1-point conversion. Rifles with the 2-point conversion makes the score 43-6. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Spring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That was a 5-play, 43-yard drive capped off by a 10-yard touchdown carry by Kellen Snitzer, his 5th rushing touchdown of the night. Justice Kreifels kicked the conversion, and the score goes 43-6. Lord Central on top with 5:19 to play in the third quarter.
All right, Kreifels kick here from the 30. Right-footed kicker gets it into it. Fletcher is going to try and catch it on the goal line, but it goes over his head and into the end zone for a touchback.
So again, Bo Fletcher with no opportunity. They just keep kicking the ball over his head and into the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Irish will begin this drive, first and 10. Clock running now, 5:02 to go in the third quarter. 43-6 our score. The Knights dominating the Sacred Heart Irish tonight here at Pioneer Field.
All right, so the Irish come from the sideline with the play, first and 10 on their own 15 after the touchback. Again, Kanabe is your center. Baxter and Studite are your linemen. Limeron is your quarterback. Shotgun formation to almost intercepted, but Sipple stayed with it and caught it for a completion and more than 10 yards.
That ball went in and out of the hands of the defender and then somehow got through him and found his way to Sipple. Snitzer was back there trying to defend it. It went right through his hands, and then Sipple came up with the reception and has first down yardage.
And Sipple is down with cramps.
Now we're going to have a lot of this cramping up here, I'm afraid, right now. They're trying to get these kids watered.
The Nebraska City Lords looks like Trainer is stretching them out. He's popping up as Coach Schultz now just gets across midfield. Sipple runs back to the huddle, but Coach Schultz says, nah, you got to come out.
Yeah, Coach Doug Goltz ran all the way across the field.
I don't know if that was a run.
Well, remember, this is his 39th year as head coach.
Yes.
What an incredible coaching resume that man has.
All right.
You know, I'm one of the few announcers that's been around long enough to remember Doug Goltz as a player.
All right, now Taft bringing the play in.
Yep, Taft's in. Sipple have to set one out here.
Yeah, so Noah Howard comes in and replaces Sipple. All right, so let's see where we're going here. Limeron is going to be shotgun formation. Three receivers to the left, one to the right, which is Howard. Snap is away from Kanabe. Limeron's got a little bit of time, moves out to his left, now goes to his left. He's going to tuck it and run, going out of bounds on the far side, about the 35.
Ran out of bounds over there on the far side by Lord's... They have a 42 out there on the field. It's not on the roster.
No. Second down and 4 now for the Irish. Again, the running clock here in the third quarter with 3:28 left. Irish break the huddle. Taft is out on the left side with two other receivers. It looks like Howard's on his own here on the right. Shotgun formation for Limeron. Nemirondo is a quick throw out to Groth on the left side. Groth breaks some tackles and runs out of bounds. Guthrie crosses midfield.
Groth tackle over there on the far side by Dominic Shizas. Shizas got him on the far sideline, but not before first down yardage. Clock running now with 2:59 to go here in the third quarter. 43-6.
First and 10 Irish. They've crossed midfield. The ball spotted on the Lord's 39-yard line. And the Irish break the huddle, and we're going to have Taft come out to the right side as the lone receiver. Triplets to the left. Groth, Howard, and Sipple. Lemeron, shotgun formation. Lemeron's going to tuck it and run straight up the middle, and he's going to get about 2 yards to carry.
Not a whole lot of running room there for him. Coming up to get the tackle was Dane Lyons. Lyons with the stop that time for the Lord Central Catholic Knights.
Clock at 2:15 in the third quarter. Irish have the ball, second down and 8 on the Lord's 37-yard line. And let's see, Kanatico is back in the game. He's going to be receiver to the right. Two receivers on the left. Shotgun formation is Lemeron. Lemeron got a flag thrown here.
Yeah, they lined up offsides here on the near side. It's going to be offsides. Left defensive tackle was only about a half a yard into the Sacred Heart side of the football. I was wondering how this line judge could not blow the whistle, and he did and threw the flag. That was a no-brainer. He was. That was one of these things where it wasn't even close.
They called that on Lords.
Yeah, Lords was lined up.
Lords was, sorry.
Yeah, their left defensive tackle right. Was about a yard, yeah, yard and a half into Sacred Heart side of the football.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he's literally, the announcers in the booth next to us are showing too, only about a yard.
Second down and 3 now for the Irish with that penalty added on. And the clock running with a minute 38 left here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the left for the Irish. Shotgun formation is Lemeron. Kanatico, your receiver on the right. Groth goes in motion. Lemeron fakes to Kanatico. He's going to dump it across to Taft. Taft cuts it across the middle. He's going to scoot to the left side and get enough for a first down and maybe a little more.
Boy, Taft took quite a pop over there, a big hit on the far side defensively from Dominic Shizas. Shizas really lowered the boom on him.
First and 10 Irish on the Lord's 25-yard line. 1 minute left here in the third quarter. Taft bringing the play in from the sideline. Again, freshman Noah Howard is in the game along with Kanatico. Lemeron's shotgun formation. Groth is coming to the right. So you got two receivers to the right and one to the left. Taft is your tight end on the left. Lemeron takes the snap, dropping back to pass. He's flushed up the middle. He's going to run to his right. Now he gets rid of it. He's got a man open. That is Noah Howard, your freshman, for the touchdown. Irish score with 31 seconds left here in the third quarter on a 29-yard pass from Lemeron to freshman Noah Howard.
29 yards on that one. Working in the dark here.
Yeah.
Noah Howard,
freshman. First catch of his career for a touchdown.
Oh, he'll remember that one.
Oh, man.
Score coming with 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 29-yard pass play.
Two-point conversion, shotgun formation. Lemeron's going to roll to his right. Looking for a throw. He's got it. And it's Taft for the two-point conversion. Cole Taft, 2 points from Brandon Lemeron. 31 seconds left. Lords leads 43-14. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
For another scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City in Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn. Well, that scoring drive, 6 plays, 65 yards. It's capped off with a 29-yard touchdown pass from Brendan Lemron to freshman Noah Howard for the TD. Cole Taft caught the two-point conversion pass, and the score now goes to 43-14 with 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter. This scoring drive recap once again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
All right, and with that score by the Irish, that will stop the running clock for the moment. Irish will set the ball up on the 30. J.J. Lancaster is your kicker. He claps his hands and his team spreads apart, set to receive it down on their own five of the Schnitzers, Callan and Alec.
Callan, Alec.
Lancaster's kick is up. Alec is going to field it right at the goal line. He's going to come up the middle, he's cut to the left side, and he's going to be hit around the 20-yard line and brought down right there.
Cole Taft there to make the tackle on him. Taft wrapped him up, got him around the ankles, and knocked him off his feet. That will begin the drive first and 10 at around the 23-yard line is where they'll mark it with 24 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Again, if you're just checking in, our score 43-14. The Lord Central Catholic Knights tonight dominating the Sacred Heart Irish in this season opener for both teams.
All right, so it looks like we're going to have Callan Schnitzer in at quarterback now. He's bringing the play in from the sideline. Nope, he's going to stay at the I back. All right, so Alec is under center. Again, I formation. You got Kreifels as the fullback and Callan Schnitzer at the I back. Snap is away. The give to Callan. Callan's going to run up the middle and got running room to the right side. It's a foot race to the 20. He cuts back to the inside, the 10, and he's going to rumble in for the touchdown. Callan Schnitzer.
His sixth rushing touchdown of the night.
So one play.
23, that was a 57 yards.
57 yards. One play, 57-yard drive on a 57-yard run. Well, just like that. All right, so let's see if they go for the one-point P8, traditional PAT. They are. They're setting up for the one-point traditional, trying to figure out who the holder is. Again, Justice Kreifels is going to kick it. But again, with these numbers, can't really tell who the holder is. Okay, snap is away. Hold is down. Right-footed kicker has it up, and it is good. Traditional one-point conversion for Lords. They now lead 50-14 with 12 seconds left in the third quarter. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, that scoring drive took just one play to cover 57 yards. Callan Schnitzer from 57 yards out rushes for his sixth rushing touchdown of the evening. The conversion by Justice Kreifels was kicked, makes it 50-14 with 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
All right, kick is away for the Lords from their 30. Kreifels gets a good right leg under it, and it's going to go into the end zone. And Fletcher watches it goes over his head.
Justice Kreifels has been a busy guy tonight here. He's been doing a lot of kicking off because of so much scoring, and he is consistently putting that ball into the end zone and eliminating any opportunity that Bo Fletcher might have to try and get a return back there.
End of the third.
End of the third period. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For every athlete in our community, Sabetha Community Hospital is your home for sports medicine. We understand how important it is to stay active. That's why we offer swift, expert care for acute injuries right where you need it, whether it's on the field, in our ER, or at our family practice. Our medical team builds strong connections with coaches, physicians, and athletic trainers, all working together for your recovery. Plus, we empower athletes with the knowledge and training to help prevent future injuries. Keeping athletes active, Sabetha Community Hospital.
Sunday Fun Day at Sidelines Bar and Grill, August 31st in Sabetha. Great music, cold drinks, and great food. Music starts at 2 p.m., pulled pork food special, appetizers, and wings. Musical guest from Oklahoma City is Larry Newsom. Check him out on YouTube and live at Sidelines in Sabetha, August 31st at 2 p.m.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. At the end of three quarters, the Lord Central Catholic Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish 50-14. And for the Dai-Ping, we'll have the running clock once again. So describing the fourth quarter, play-by-play here again is Troy Nelson.
All right, so Irish have the ball first and 10 from their own 15 to start the fourth quarter. Limeron, shotgun formation, two receivers to the right. He fakes it, whirls to his left, looking downfield. He overthrows Groth.
Yeah, he had Groth down here open. Groth was about 5 yards in front of the defender, but just overthrew him. And the pass falls incomplete. He was getting dangerously close to the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball, too, coming around this left edge.
I think the Irish are making some substitutions here. Alex Madsen was in as a tight end. Now he goes out. Looks like we got, we're going to have to go to a different chart to look at some different numbers.
You want the Irish side? There you go.
Yep, now I got the Irish side. Yeah, I got to have the Irish side, too. Charlie Rottinghouse is in the game. Oh, and early flags here. Play is stopped. Looks like it's against the Irish here.
Yep, there you go. Young Mr. Limrod will never know how much we appreciate his bright fluorescent shoes. That way we have no doubt he's still there at the quarterback.
That's correct. All right, Taft will be out to the left side here. Sipple to the right side. Shotgun formation, two backs on each side of Limeron. Drop him back to pass. Fakes it to his left side, and he wants Taft to go in.
Intercepted.
He's going to be intercepted at the 20-yard line and bring it down the sideline, and pick six. He gets it in for the touchdown for the Lords on the interception. Who caught intercepted that, Randy?
I'm still trying to pick up his number. Everybody's congratulating him here.
Oh, they didn't give him the touchdown. He's down at the 1 yard line.
Oh, I thought he got in.
I thought he did too. Went out of bounds, I guess, at the one. So no touchdown. But Lords has the ball first and goal from the one with 10 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. All right, Lords will break the huddle. We got some different players.
13's your quarterback.
13's a quarterback, which will be Carter Bennett.
15, your ball carrier. Flag thrown.
Another flag down. On the play, did not get into the touch or end zone for a touchdown. Got holding against the Knights. I'll bring it back anyway. Doesn't matter.
You know, for the first game of the year, we haven't had a lot of penalty flags.
No. You know, and you expect a few right now as we're going to have some substitutions.
Yeah, but for the most part, a pretty well-played ball game in terms of penalties, for especially being the first game of the year.
All right, let's see who the quarterback is now for Luke Chaney.
Wearing number 13.
22 is talking. Oh, yep, two people. 22 and 13.
Carter Chaney, Bennett, a freshman, is your quarterback.
All right, so Bennett is the quarterback. He's going to be a shotgun formation.
Nope.
Big offensive line was setting up in a different place. Tried to give him an extra 5 yards before they snapped the ball. All right. So Bennett is going to come under center, I formation. We'll try and get some of these numbers for the Lords fans as soon as we can. Bennett's going to fake to the, or gives to the fullback. Fullback goes right up the middle. Let's see if we can get that number for you. Looks like it's 22. That would be Luke Chaney on the carry up the middle for about a 4 yard gain.
Cooper Kanabe there on the tackle for the Irish. It was Kanabe coming up with a stop. I think for the most part, the Irish still has their first string defense in there, John. They're not,
would you call me?
Troy, they're not wanting to give up any points here if they can help it.
Second down and goal from the 8. 9 minutes left in the game. Bennett pitches it out to number 15, which is Noah Boyer. Boyer cuts it back to the middle, and he's going to get stopped there.
Making the stop on him was Hudson. No, check that down here. 24. Noah Howard.
All right, Trey Lyons bringing the play in from the sideline, a freshman running back. He, number 3, Lyons, is going to be your quarterback. He's coming up under center. So quarterback is Trey Lyons. Freshman, nope, maybe.
15. 13.
13, there you go. I thought it was a 3. Touchdown, though. Lyons throws it out to, there you go, to Trey Lyons. Sorry. Good man. Bennett throws to Lyons. Bennett throws an 8-yard touchdown pass to Lyons.
Lyons on the reception from Bennett.
Your freshman quarterback, Carter Bennett, throws it to the freshman running back, Trey Lyons, for a touchdown.
That was what, 12?
I think it's line 6.
6 yards.
Yep. But we're lining up for the traditional PAT again. Again, they got to move the line of scrimmage to the goal line for the field goal. 26 is the holder. There we go. Now I get to see it. Simon Brueggemann is your holder.
Still Kreifel's trying to kick?
Yep, still Kreifel's for the traditional PAT. Snap is away, the ball's down, kick is up, and Kreifels is going to squib that one in. Goes wide left to the soccer net. So that one-point conversion failed. 56-14, the Knights lead with 8:22 left in the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSP Radio Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP and equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, that night scoring drive took 3 plays to cover 1 yard. A pass from Bennett to Lyons for the touchdown. The conversion attempt failed, and our score goes 56-14 with 8:22 left to play in the football game. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect.
All right, Kreifel setting up the kick here on his 30. Looks like we still got Fletcher at the goal line for the Irish. Kick is away from the right footer. Oh, it's going to be one he can catch and return here. Look, Fletcher catches it on the 3. He's going to come up the middle and cut back to the left. Fletcher's still moving, crosses the 20. Falls forward to about the 28-yard line is Bo Fletcher on that kick return.
Nice return there by Bo Fletcher. Coming up to get the tackle on him there for the Knights was Leo Remold, just a sophomore. Remold on the stop.
All right, Irish have the ball first and 10 from their own 29. And the clock is running here with 7:54 left. They trail 56-14 here in the fourth quarter.
I invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the scoring in this one and how it went.
Lemeron, still your quarterback. Shotgun formation. Growth comes in motion. Lemeron's going to fake it to Growth, drop him back to pass. You've got the screen set up. You've got Taft in the middle. Taft's close down the right side. He's got a lot of open areas. He's going to cross midfield as he's going to be brought down around the 39-yard line.
Taft has the first down yardage. Getting the tackle on him there was Noah Boyer, a sophomore. Boyer up to make the stop for the Knights.
Bringing the play in this time for the Irish is Alex Madsen. Madsen will be your tight end on the right side. Sipple the tight end on the left. Nope, now Madsen splits out. You got 2 receivers, Growth and Madsen to the right. Brendan Lemeron is a quarterback, shotgun formation. Canonico is a quarter or eye back with him. Lemeron throws it out to the right side. I think that's to Madsen.
Here's a scoring update from Judd Brown Stadium with 3:56 to go in the ballgame. Fall City leading Palmyra 22-21. Tigers coming from behind. They're up now 22-21. 3:56 to go in the ballgame. That's at Chuck Brown Stadium in Fall City.
Irish get 1 yard on that pass play. Second down and 9 on the 36 of the Knights. Limeron's coming up under center. I formation here. Canonico going out. Gross to the right. Limeron throws to Madsen. Madsen tips it a lot and it's intercepted by the Knights.
Yeah, coming up with the interception for the Knights was Grant Martin. Martin, just a freshman, playing in his first ever high school football game. Late going, and Grant Martin is going to be able to go home and tell the folks, you know what, I got an interception tonight.
In the
on
the right
defense.
Place at the right
that
time.
That was deflected off the intended receiver. The ball was flipped up in the air, and Martin ran under it.
Yep.
The freshman gathered it in for the interception, and the ball goes right back over the Knights, leading here 56-14, running clock, 5:41 to play in the fourth quarter.
First and 10 Knights from their own 25. Again, we'll try and get some numbers here for you. Quarterback in the game is 13. Again, Bennett. Bennett gives to, I think, Trey Lyons, but we've got a flag on the play.
Cooper Canabi there to wrap him up and make the solo tackle. Canabi with the stop. Let's see what this penalty is going to be. Holding is the call against the offense on the Knights. They have stopped the clock
for the penalty.
Oh, watch what's happening.
Yeah. 5:25 is where the clock has stopped. Again, this will be first and 20 now for the Knights.
Don't forget, next Friday night, Sacred Heart Irish at BDS in Shickley. 7 o'clock kickoff over on KTNC. I'll be calling the play-by-play. We hope you'll join us for that one.
Carter Bennett, the quarterback for the Knights. He's going to come up under center. And I think the I-back is Trey Lyons, but again, we're not sure on these numbers. And he's going to pitch to Lyons to the right side. Lyons going to scoot it back up the middle and not get much. Nope, that's 15. 15 is Noah Boyer on that carry.
Now, in Troy's defense, I got to tell you, folks, these are dark blue numbers on dark green jerseys. And now that it's after dark,
yeah,
they're just practically impossible.
And we're getting some substitution in.
To read there.
And again, the fonts are a little bit different as well.
Charlie Rottinghouse got that last tackle, incidentally, for the Irish.
All right. So, again, Bennett under center. I formation, dropping back to pass is Bennett. He's got a receiver out over here on the right side, and that's Trey Lyons. So Bennett to Lyons for about a 10-yard gain.
Lyons made the reception, but Charlie Rottinghouse made him pay for it. Charlie came over and made a, let's just call it a good solid stop.
Good solid hit for Charlie. All right, third down and 7 now for the Knights.
You get the feeling Rottinghouse likes to hit people? He really lowered the boom on that receiver.
4 minutes left in the game here. The Knights lead 56-14.
There's tackling and then there's punishing tackles.
There you go. Under center again is Carter Bennett, your freshman. I formation. Fakes it to the handoff. He flushes out to the left side. He puts, tucks the ball on and runs. He takes a hit, but he keeps moving.
Yeah, that
he
guy was
upright.
Guess who that was? Charlie Rottinghouse.
Charlie
Rottinghouse is having some fun out there hitting people right now for the Irish.
Brings up fourth down for the Knights. And it looks like they're bringing in their first team offense for a punt here. A lot of substitution here. Fourth and 9 from their 26.
Good game going on right now over on KTNC. The Tigers have come from behind to take a 1-point lead with under 4 minutes to go, and the Tigers have the football now. So that one's coming down to the wire at Jud Brown Stadium.
All right, Knights dropping back to punt. I think your punter should be Kellen Schnitzer. Yes, we got a change on that part. Snap is away, rolling to his right. Soccer-style kick, gets it away. Paul City calls for Noah Howard. I thought he called for a fair catch.
Yeah, I thought he did,
he bobbled
too.
It, but he bobbled it, and he picked it up off the turf and runs it forward for about 4 yards.
And they let him return it.
Yeah,
he called for a fair catch. There's no doubt he waved the arm. Referees are looking at each other. They're looking at that score clock with 2 minutes to go. 56-14, they go, nah.
All right, Irish have the ball first and 10 on their own 18. Again, running clock here at 2 minutes.
Only decision left for the officials tonight is where to stop for supper.
Where to stop.
Alright, let's see. For the Irish, lots of substitutions.
2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Running clock. Irish take it over here, trailing 56-14. Again, stay with us for the postgame show.
Aiden Scheidel is your center. And Lemeron's not in the game. Hayden Clough is the quarterback. McLeod gives it off.
14's your ball carrier.
To Cash Witt.
Cash Witt on the carry.
All right, three different jerseys coming in for the Irish. Again, minute 30 left in the game, first and 10. Witt got the first down on that play. All right, again, a lot of substitutions. We'll make sure we get some names here. Again, your center is Aiden Scheidel. 12 is Hayden Clough. He's your quarterback. I formation. Clough is given to the fullback. Again, the fullback, we think, is Cash Witt. Yep, Cash Witt on the carry.
Not a lot of running room as he was hit by two or three defenders over there.
About 1 yard on that carry for Cash.
Less than a minute to go here. 53 seconds. Clock is running.
Second and 9 for the Irish on their own 30. Again, Clough under quarterback. Sorry, under center. And we got a stoppage of play here. Timeout. Knights. So the Knights will take a timeout here. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pioneer Field in Nebraska City with 40 seconds left to play in this one. It's 56-14. The Lord's Knights leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Again, we invite you to be with us for the post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the scoring.
Second down and 9 for the Irish. Clough under center. Cash Witt, the fullback, and the give is nope. Clough's going to keep it, fake to Cash, and keep it himself going to the right side, and he's going to go move ahead for about 6 yards on that carry.
And Snitzer is there to make the tackle on him, still in the ballgame.
All right, again, running clock with 25 seconds left. The Irish have it 3rd and 3 on their own 36. Enough time for one more play. Irish break the huddle. Clough is your quarterback. He goes up under center. He turns around and whispers something to his fullback. Cash, Witt. Fakes to Witt, fakes to the I-back, dropping back to pass. It's Clough. He's got a man open on the sideline, and it falls incomplete.
That stops the clock.
Nope.
Oh, no, it keeps it running. There you go. And that's going to be your ball game tonight. Your final score, the Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic Knights 56 and the Sacred Heart Irish 14. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and be back with the postgame wrap-up after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at Den's Country Meats. FarmBureauFinance.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Your final score tonight here at Pioneer Field in Nebraska City, the Lord Central Catholic Knights 56 and the Sacred Heart Irish 14. We welcome you back to Nebraska City. Randy Gatula, Troy Nelson with you as it's time for our post-game scoring recap being presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community. Well, let's take a look at how the scoring went in the ballgame. The Knights got on the board on their very first play from scrimmage with 8:52 to play in the first quarter, a 56-yard touchdown run by Kellen Snitzer, the first of six rushing touchdowns for the senior quarterback for the Knights. A one-play, 56-yard drive. Two-point conversion was carried in by Alex Snitzer. It was 8-0. Knights on top. 3:30 to play in the first quarter, a 9-play, 54-yard drive. Again, Snitzer from 2 yards out. Conversion failed. It was 14-0. The Irish came fighting back, however, with 12 seconds to play in the first quarter. Brendan Lebron completed a 6-yard touchdown pass to Cole Taft. That topped off an 8-play, 60-yard drive. The conversion failed, and with 12 seconds to play in the first quarter, it was 14-6. Knights on top. As time expired in the first quarter, Alex Snitzer scored on a 60-yard run, capped a two-play, 65-yard drive. The two-point conversion was by Kellen Snitzer, made it 22-6 after one quarter. Only one score in the second quarter. That came with 1:52 to play in the second period. Kellen Snitzer on a quarterback sneak from 2 yards out, topped off a 13-play, 60-yard drive. Conversion failed, and it was 28-6 at the half. In the third quarter, the Knights came out firing on all cylinders. Another run by Kellen Snitzer for 27 yards, followed by a run of 10 yards. He chalked up two more quick touchdowns, and suddenly it was 43-6 late in the third period. With 31 seconds to go in the third quarter, Lemron completed a 29-yard pass, and Noah Howard, the freshman, topped off a 6-play, 65-yard drive. The pass was complete to Cole Taft for the two-point conversion, made it 43-14. Then to wrap up the scoring, the Knights' Kellen Snitzer with his sixth rushing touchdown with 12 seconds to go in the third quarter, a 57-yard touchdown run. Justice Scrifles kicked the conversion, made it 50-14. And then with 8:22 to play in the ballgame, a 6-yard pass from Bennett to Lyons tapped a 3-play, 1-yard drive. The conversion failed, and your final tonight, the Lord Central Catholic Knights 56 and the Sacred Heart Irish 14. That's your final. Next Friday night, we will be in Shickley, Nebraska, Bruning Davenport Shickley, hosting the Sacred Heart Irish as they'll be looking for their first win of the season on the road out of Shickley. We'll have that over on KTNC. Pregame show around 6:40, kickoff set for 7 o'clock, live from Shickley. That'll be on KTNC. Troy, your final thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, we said this coming in, we'd go off of last year, what happened, and we thought maybe the Irish would have the same kind of difficulties, and they did. They looked pretty good on the first drive, and then it just kind of fell apart from there.
Folks listening in back in Falls City, we encourage you to switch over to KTNC. Last we heard, they got a dandy going down to Jug Brown Stadium. The Tigers are up 22-21 last we heard, but Palmyra was driving late in the ballgame, so you might want to check out and see how that one comes out.
Inside the 20.
Okay, that's all from Pioneer Field in Nebraska City. We bid you good evening, everyone. You've been listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.